Bible reading number 30, Genesis 27, verses 1 through 36. Jacob stole the blessing of Isaac. When Isaac became old and his eyesight was failing, he called for his older son Esau and said to him, "My son." Esau answered him, "I am here." Isaac said, "Listen now, I am old. There's no telling when I may die. So please take your bow and arrows, your gear, and go hunting. Find wild game for me. Prepare my favorite dishes. Then bring them to me so that I may eat them. Then I will give you my blessing before I die." So Esau went off to the fields to hunt for wild game to bring back. However, when Isaac spoke to his son Esau, Rebekah was listening. She said to her son Jacob, "Listen, I overheard your father speaking to your brother Esau. He said, 'Bring me some wild game and prepare special dishes for me so that I may eat them and give you the blessing before I die in the presence of the always present one.' So, my son, listen to my advice. Do what I am telling you to do. Go now to the flock and get two of the best little goats for me from there. From them I will make your father's favorite dishes. Then you will take them to your father to eat, so that he will bless you before he dies." But Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Listen, my brother Esau has skin that is hairy. My skin is not like that. What if my father feels me? I would look like a liar to him. Then he would speak a curse upon me instead of a blessing." Jacob's mother said to him, "Let that curse be upon me, my son. Just listen to my instruction. Go get the little goats for me." So Jacob went, got them, and brought them to his mother. And she made his father's favorite dishes. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her older son, which were with her in the house, and she dressed Jacob, her younger son, with them. Then she put the hides of the little goats on Jacob's arms and around the smooth part of his neck. After that, she gave her son Jacob bread and the favorite dishes which she had prepared. Then Jacob approached his father. Jacob said, "My father." Isaac answered, "I'm here. Who are you, my son?" Jacob answered his father, "I am your firstborn, Esau. I have done as you told me to do. Please get up, sit, and eat my wild game meat, so that you may give me the blessing." Isaac said to his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" Jacob answered, "Because the always present one, your God, made it happen for me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come here, my son, so that I may feel you, to see if you really are my son Esau or not." Then Jacob came near to his father Isaac, and Isaac felt him. Isaac said, "The voice sounds like Jacob's voice, but the arms are Esau's." So Isaac did not recognize Jacob, because Jacob's arms were hairy like the arms of his brother Esau. That is why Isaac blessed Jacob. Isaac asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" Jacob answered, "I am." Isaac said, "Then bring me your wild meat so that I can eat it. Then I will give you the blessing." So Jacob brought the favorite dishes to Isaac, and he ate them. Jacob also brought him some wine, and he drank it. Then Jacob's father, Isaac, said to him, "Come here now, my son, and kiss me." So Jacob came near, and Isaac kissed him. Isaac smelled the scent of Esau's clothes, and he began to bless him, saying, "Look, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the always present one has blessed. May the one true God give you the dew of the skies, the abundance of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and let nations bow down to you. Be the strong leader to your relatives. Let the sons of your mother bow down to you. Those who condemn you will be condemned, and those who bless you will be blessed. Isaac finished blessing Jacob. Jacob had barely left the presence of his father Isaac when his brother Esau came in from the hunt. Esau also prepared Isaac's favorite dishes and brought them to his father. Esau said to him, "Let my father get up and eat my wild game meat so that you may give me the blessing." But Isaac, Esau's father, asked him, "Who are you?" Esau answered, "I am Esau, your son, your firstborn." Isaac began to shake all over. He asked, "Then who was the one who found wild game and brought it to me? I ate all of it. I have already given the blessing to that person before you arrived. He is the one who will surely stay blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he wept bitterly again and again. Then he said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." But Isaac said, "Your brother came in with a trick and stole your blessing." Esau said, "He is named well, Jacob. He has cheated me twice. He stole my birthright, and now look, he has stolen my blessing."